June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Don't forget G-Bag Nation at Tolbert Garage Doors in Mesquite. Bobby's going to be there. I'm going to stop by after the show. But now it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
What a show this has been today.
It has.
Our friend Derek Holland joined us. Bruce Bochy was on with us. Those two played and coached together.
Admitted he was sorry for not talking with us sooner. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, Bobby Lashley, the wrestler from AEW, is going to be in studio.
Yeah, Jason Kidd this week, Robert Ory,
Bob Bochy. That's what I call him. By the way, Bobby Lashley reached out to us. He's like, I like your program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
The nerd, no, I don't. Here's the thing.
Should he chop Alec?
I'm saying, hell yeah. There's nothing more fun than chopping
Alec. I don't think
Alec
can handle that.
I'm scared.
Actually, he's probably better at it than me.
Are you saying Bobby Lashley is better at chopping people than you?
Yeah.
Yes.
So the way that I did it was probably more likely to hurt him than the way that Bobby Lashley would do it. Bobby Lashley is probably going to be like, hey, here's how an expert does it.
I'll let him do it as long as he signs my card after.
There you go. But that being said,
fair trade. If he doesn't, I'll buy you an autographed card.
We've said this for quite some time. I don't know that anybody dresses as well as him.
Oh, yeah.
That dude comes in here, and every time I've ever seen him,
Ricochet looked
amazing, too.
Yeah.
But if he comes in tomorrow and sweats, it's going to break my whole image of him. You know,
yeah.
He shows up, he's like, guys, I saw how y'all dressed. I want to dress just like y'all.
Yeah. That would be disappointing. I agree with you.
The 817, maybe the top 50 show of the year. And that's something to be said for this. What?
How many weeks has there been?
You think there hasn't been 50 shows yet?
No, there has. What has there been? 110-ish shows? Yep. Okay. Well,
Mike's last show was obviously the best one.
That was a good show.
Or the first show after.
We had Norm Hitzkus on that day.
Probably. No, I'm just joking, Mike. I know you're listening right now.
Ouch.
Guys, I've been wanting to discuss this for a while, and Kevin, I'm sorry if I'm stealing it for tomorrow, but I want to get to it now.
Oh.
I saw this story earlier in the week, and somebody was saying that Cooper Flagg had $28 million in deals.
False.
He had $13 million deal with New Balance and then $15 million with Fanatics, which isn't Fanatics the place to be now. That's the, you want to be involved with them.
I don't want to make that one person we have that works at Panini mad, but I do kind of think that at times. By the way, I shouldn't say false. It's not false. I think that
inaccurate?
Is a little bit misleading.
Okay.
So
can you explain why?
Okay. So the reason why I don't like that is because they describe it as $28 million in NIL money, which makes it sound like he made $28 million that one year he was at Duke. In actuality, those two contracts are multi-year contracts that would have started in the old days. They would have started when he turned pro. And so did he get some of that money in college? Absolutely. But people made it sound like he got $28 million while at Duke. And that is factually inaccurate.
The previous estimated NIL valuation around $5 million during his only season of college basketball was the leading number in the sport. So he was making the most, not even Livy Dunn. was making as much as him.
If you can make more money than her, that's pretty impressive.
In NIL deals. But that kind of brought about something, a question, and I think it just seems like a smart, if you're in business, this is a smart idea. If Cooper Flagg is going to be that guy,
yeah,
you know, you want to lock him up early.
Absolutely.
And so if you're New Balance and Fanatics, those, you said those are deals that would set forth after.
Correct.
I didn't know if these had already been in place, but doesn't it make sense to get them while they're in college?
Oh, no, for sure. Oh,
get them in high school.
And that
like
kind
they did
of is...
With Quinn Ewers, they were trying to get him out of high school and say, hey, we want to be part of wherever you go from here on.
That is the direction that it feels like it's going. You're right.
And that only makes sense to you kind of ride what their star is going to be. All right, so we got him in when he was at Duke. Now he's going to go be a Dallas Maverick. You know what? Nike or New Balance is really going to drill home. We are going to be there. Yeah. Oh, no. Nico can't sign him. He can't draft him. He's a New Balance guy.
Okay, he doesn't work for Nike anymore.
That doesn't mean he doesn't have allegiance to them.
Okay, well, hopefully common sense will win the day on this. Right? But then again, if this is the year for common sense,
Luka was a Jordan guy, so like, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
I hear you.
It just seems like that would be the approach is, hey, these guys that are potential superstars, instead of signing them to a deal while they're in college only, let's sign them a deal, and whenever they get drafted, we're still with them. Let's make them part of our family for a long time because that brand will carry over.
Yeah,
and that just seems like a good approach for something.
No,
like
I get what you're saying. For sure.
The other thing, Kevin. There's a zebra on the loose.
Are zebras dangerous?
Good Alex? Question. I feel like really to some extent, right?
Okay. I'll admit, Corey, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
Big teeth.
If I came face to face with a zebra, I wouldn't like necessarily try to engage it, but I don't know if I'd run away.
Because of Madagascar and Chris Rock's character made it seem like he was just a lovable zebra.
I don't think
zebra.
That's true, because if I saw a hippo, I would run away.
You better.
I would.
Hippos kill more people. The search for a missing pet zebra continues after it blocked an interstate in Middle Tennessee Sunday afternoon and is now taking the internet by storm. The zebra was first spotted on I-24, obviously, and deputies had to close the interstate because the animal was running through traffic.
Oh, and that's reckless.
It's, Kevin, we're on day 5 now, I believe, of this zebra being on the loose. 5 days that they haven't been able to capture the zebra. He's walking through neighborhoods taunting them. It's on everybody's Ring camera. He's just like, yeah, I know y'all see me, and I'm definitely not a baby horse because look at the stripes. And so he's going around taunting neighborhoods. He's not terrorizing anybody. He's just being a zebra, all right?
Okay.
But
why can't we get him then?
Good point. I don't know, because he's elusive. But my question is, how many days does he have to be on the mend before he, or on the loose? Is that it?
Yeah.
He didn't get injured, did he?
He's on a healing journey?
On the lamb. How many days does he have to be out there before we just go, you know what? Live your life. Go out. You know what, zebra? It's your world.
No.
We're just living in
it. No! That story that you and G-Bag kept updating about the New Orleans prisoners that escaped.
Catch them.
I guarantee you they don't have a philosophy of, I'll tell you what, if they make it 3 months, they have earned their freedom. Mm-hmm. That's not how that works.
Right, but the zebra didn't do anything wrong. The zebra didn't get into prison.
How do you know?
I don't. It's a pet, actually. It was a pet zebra.
This is a serious question. I've always had a theory. What do you guys think about the fact that some animals who are in the zoo are in animal jail because they did something bad to other animals and they're like, you have to go to the zoo now. Like, there's some that unfortunately they got screwed over and taken from their home, but there's others that they were a problem and they're like, we have to put you in the animal jail.
I never considered this before. I just thought they were all, at first I thought they were all happy. And then I saw that that Sesame Street movie where Big Bird was blue because he was in a cage and he was all sad.
Is that the one where he had to sell his soul to the Egyptians too or whatever? Remember that one kid? He was like, we're going to determine if your soul is lighter than this feather. and that's how he got into heaven.
I don't remember that.
Carter knows exactly what I'm talking about.
The same movie, Carter?
He is furious with me right now.
He's like, that's not even how the movie goes.
But more or less, there's like this kid that helps out the Sesame Street gang from ancient Egypt or something. And then they're like, oh, we got to judge your soul against this feather on the scales. That happened.
You know what?
I know it did.
It is. It did. I remember that part now. I do remember that part now. I don't know that, like, that's exactly how it went, but
that's fair.
You know, it's pretty close. Look, man, we were kids when we saw these things.
Yeah.
Not like those memories stick with us in reality the same way. How many of those again, I told you yesterday, I used to think all of our hair was already in our body and it was just kind of growing out over time. Mm. Now I know better.
It might've been for me.
You only have so many of those things. That's the C block, ladies and gentlemen. That's enough of the zebra talk today. The sheriff's office was in contact with the zebra's owner, though, so we'll find out if I'll keep you up to date and see how things go.
But are you going to keep us up to date, honestly, or are you going to keep rooting for this zebra to evade the
forces? I'm definitely rooting for the zebra.
Would you die if you ran into that zebra? No. This is like a horse.
No.
I'm a reporter on a horse.
You know what? Here's the thing. I've been around a donkey. Donkey dander is effective as well towards me. I don't think I've ever been that close enough to a zebra to know whether or not I am affected that way. So this is what we need to do. I need to go to the zoo and I need to go meet a zebra.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, NFL overreaction or reality part 4. Plus, we will get to the bottom of this Sesame Street thing. Next on The Fan, KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, reminding you, he's engaged in the Twitch. He's been texting us as well. Gavin Dawson and the G-Bag Nation will be at Tolbert Garage Doors in Mesquite doing their show today. Go check them out. We're going to be doing overreaction or reality in just a minute, but quick update for you. Coco Gauff, she did win her French Open final. Let's try that again. Did that terribly. Semifinal. She will be in the final coming up on Saturday, looking to become the first American woman to win the French Open singles title since Serena Williams 10 years ago.
Who's the best tennis player right now? Is it Alcaraz? Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, he's the best one to follow right now?
I think so.
And
although Djokovic is
still doing his thing. Who's the most fun to watch? Is Alcaraz a fun player to watch because of how good he is, or is there?
Yeah, I mean, he can be fun, and then obviously, like, he's a good sport because he's like, oh, I won that point, but I shouldn't.
Yeah, what a good dude, man.
It was. This might sound. I don't know if this will sound right. It used to be Nick Kyrgios because you would get.
You don't know.
He could be a great player, but you would also get the wildest experience from him.
And as far as the women's game goes, who is Coco the one to, like, you want to watch the
Probably
most?
Probably Sabalenka.
Okay.
And that is who, I'm pretty sure that's who she's going to play in the finals, Aryna Sabalenka. She's a really fun player to watch. Coco Gauff she's really gotten the consistency better off to power some of these major runs. So I'm actually really excited to see that final.
I don't know if it was marketing that made Sampras and Agassi such a big rivalry.
Sure.
As much as it was, maybe they were. You would know this better, but is there anything like that in today's game?
There was just a few years ago with the big threes.
Yeah.
So with Djokovic, Federer, and Nadal, because to your Sampras Agassi point, they really were that good. Like, they weren't always one and two, but they were always like in the top group of players. So when you had advertising dollars behind it, then you're like, oh, man.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And I gotta see that because Alcaraz just played Tommy John. Who?
It's a surgery.
No, I know that the young player that he just wiped the floor with him the other day, and people were trying to hype up that matchup well, and it just didn't turn into it.
Yeah,
it was a massacre. Sorry for also maybe massacring that name. All right, NFL overreaction or reality part four. NFL overreaction or reality. It is a good thing when teammates get into a fight at OTAs. So that is what happened with the Giants today. You could spin it a couple different ways. Team's already in trouble, falling apart. Or maybe it's Tommy Paul. Or, hey, it's a fiery bunch. They just can't wait to go out and hit other people.
Well, one thing before we dive into this, Kevin, speaking of Tommy Paul, there's a documentary called 7 Days in Hell. Everybody should watch that.
It's not a real documentary. Sure.
Everybody should watch it though.
It's like 45 minutes. It's
really
entertaining.
It's really entertaining.
It is based on a real Wimbledon match.
Yeah, it is very entertaining. I think it's what you do after the fight.
Okay.
Cause I had a teammate that he and I got into a fight in practice and, we talked it out afterwards. And we got it. We got everything taken care of. He was mad at me for something I had done. And I was like, hey, dude, you're going to encounter this stuff in the game, too. And he was like, you know what I am. And we made it all better. And we went out and played. It was good for the team. You know, everybody got to see us do that, too. And I do think it is like how you I think Schottenheimer would use it as an opportunity. You know, like, all right, guys, now we're going to show you this. We're going to do this. And then we're going to bond together from it. It could also be something that's tearing you apart.
Yeah.
And I think that definitely has to do with what the room is. So every room's different, but I think that the way you use it is the way that it's going to be.
Now, Alec, perceived. I'm going to start with you for this next one. NFL overreaction or reality. Daniel Jones will start the season as the Indianapolis Colts starting quarterback because we get news again today that Anthony Richardson is going to miss mandatory minicamp due to an injury on his throwing shoulder. Now, whether that means you think it's going to be a real competition and he just falls behind, or you think this is going to be a lingering injury that is going to prevent him from being ready at the start of the season, regardless of the reason, overreaction or reality, Daniel Jones will start the season as the Colts starting quarterback.
I'm going to go with overreaction. I feel like they brought him in because they want Anthony Richardson to step up. They want him to be that guy. I don't think they signed him with any intention of him starting off the season. Maybe if things go wrong later down the road or an injury does come up, yeah, then they've got a decent insurance policy there. It's better than, you know, a 7th round draft pick or an undrafted free agent coming in year one and having to start NFL games, I guess. But I don't think they brought DJ in to actually try and compete. I think it was just like a wake-up call. Almost like pulling Otter. That's the excuse we want to hear, right? Is that, you know, it was to wake up the group around him, you know, even though Pete DeBoer disagrees with that ideology. I think it's just like a, hey, we have another option. Don't make us use it.
Man,
because we don't want to.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's fair.
We don't want to have to.
What say you, Corey?
Daniel Jones is terrible at football.
I'm not. I just want to make it clear. I'm not disputing that.
If Anthony Richardson is healthy, I think he's the starter.
Okay.
To start the season.
NFL overreaction or reality? Trayvon Diggs will only be with the Cowboys for one more season. Now, he is signed, I think, for four more years, and so three more years after this season. It is definitely workable to get out of the deal after this year.
I just want to point out to the Twitch, I already have my sandwich. Yesterday, did you hear G-Bag's opening segment? I thought it was really interesting when Gavin asked the question of the bad look. And I know Calvin Watkins had written about this too. It's a bad look for Micah and Diggs right now because they look so separate from the culture that's being built. And if the reality is the Diggs and the training staff aren't seeing eye to eye on things and Jerry supports the training staff and his things, you know, and then he's already said the things that he said, it does feel like there is an imminent breakup in play. And when Al Harris left, Diggs loved Al Harris.
Yeah.
Loved him. And I do wonder if there's a little bit of, you know, missing everything that left, that it went out the door in Dan Quinn and him as well. So I'm thinking more reality than it is the other way.
Okay. Alec, last year for Trayvon Diggs with the Cowboys.
As it stands today, I'm feeling that's a reality. But I think it is subject to change, where if he does come back fully healthy, doesn't miss any games after that, and he gets eight interceptions, then, yeah, they're probably going to be like, okay, I think he's gotten the message about what we're trying to do here, and everything's A-okay. But as it stands right now, I don't see that being the case, and I don't see him warranting that. And it goes back to our earlier conversation. If they do want to keep Deron Bland, it wouldn't make sense to have both of those salaries on the books at the same time, in my mind. So maybe they do say, look, we're trying to get younger, fresher. If we're trying to keep this guy, it doesn't make sense to keep the other one. He might just be an odd man out situation.
Now, I saw this pop up on Yahoo, so I'm going to add this to the list. NFL overreaction or reality, you would like to see Jalen Ramsey come to the Cowboys. Now, I understand the price is part of this. I still think when you see how much they've struggled finding a trading partner, the price will be lower than you think.
I don't think the talent dropped off that much.
Okay.
I think he's still, and I have no clue what it's going to cost. You have an idea? You didn't.
Now I'm to the point where I'm like, conditional fifth?
Okay. All right.
Like, I don't think the draft compensation, depending on how he restructures his deal, is going to be that high.
I would do something like that for that kind of a price. Okay. And obviously making it fit in the salary cap. Because listen, I know they have $32 million. 14 of that's already donated to
It doesn't have to be like
camp.
That.
So they only really have whatever's left from 40, 32 minus 14.
Look, that's, you should know that.
You're right. I should. But I don't know if they're like even interested in going after that at all. He's always been a competitive player, and that's something that you want on your team. I am still interested in what they might have going on behind the scenes, but I don't think a play like that is something the Cowboys are going to do.
I'm right there with Corey.
Okay.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't think that's something that they're going to look into.
NFL overreaction or reality? Michael Penix Jr. will make the Falcons look smart for picking him by playing well all season.
Will he tell all the announcers how his name is really pronounced?
Mm. I'll tell you this. If he says his name, even if he's doing a bit, and other people jump in and he says, my name is Michael Penix, then I will call him Michael Penix.
Go ahead and mark that.
Damn it.
I just want people to know what Kevin's name is. Yeah, I think he's going to be good, dude. Hold on, rephrase the question. I heard the question. I just wanted to get my joke off so bad. So
Michael Penix will make the Falcons look smart for picking him.
Yes, I think so.
Okay.
I think I think the dude can throw the ball. He can really spin it, as Jerry likes to say. And I think that him and Drake London are going to be a nice little combination. And I think that having Bijan Robinson back in that backfield with him is super helpful because he's got a really good safety net for him as well. But the tight end spot with Kyle Pitts is very interesting because what is there? Isaiah Sandback said this the other day. Every quarterback needs a safety net. Who is his real safety net? Usually tight ends are the nice safety net for quarterbacks. So what their plan is there, I'm interested to see. But I think he's a really talented quarterback who can get the ball to multiple receivers.
I had I think it was the weekend of the draft whenever he was selected. I had a very spirited debate with one Blake Elliott on that Saturday show that we did.
I bet I'm on your side.
And the small part of me that actually has an ego needs this to be right. I said that was a smart play. And I said that Kirk Cousins wasn't going to work out there. So they really liked a guy and they took a guy that they really liked. And I thought it made sense.
Yep.
From day one, I always thought that people were going to look back and say, hey, that was actually kind of smart. Good on them. And I stand that he's going to be a pretty good quarterback this year, enough to where people are going to start to say, maybe they knew what they were up to.
Okay. Novell, overreaction or reality, Shedeur Sanders will finish the preseason with a higher quarterback rating than Dylan Gabriel.
Huh.
Because you got to think they'll get a lot of run in the preseason, probably both of them.
I'm trying to think, did you see the throw yesterday, Kevin? Did you see the Shedeur Sanders touchdown throw?
No.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or mensteeclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's a dart.
Was it all one cut or did it edit?
I believe it was one cut.
Okay, because you saw that Colorado video, right?
And hey.
Like, oh, it's a touchdown.
Yes, I saw that.
Okay.
And this one kind of looked like that too a little bit. But it was a dart. Did you see it, Alec? Have you seen this
No,
clip?
I haven't. I'm intrigued.
It was a really good throw right over the middle to a tight. It looked like a tight end falling into the end zone. It was a nice throw.
Okay.
I think that he has the charisma, the ability to throw, the ability to get a locker room behind him. I think that might happen very quickly in Cleveland for him. So I think he's going to have that opportunity to have a higher QBR or rating, QB rating.
Yeah, I got you.
All the things.
What say you, Alec?
I'm going to say reality because I think he's going to get more run I don't think it's going to be exactly 50-50 because I think the Browns can see this as a total opportunity to get some people to actually care about their games because the regular season product is not going to be good.
Yeah.
So I think it's just a good way to get eyeballs on the TV. Why not?
NFL overreaction or reality. Ashton Jeanty will win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, this is, he's my favorite.
Yeah.
By far for it. He absolutely is. But doesn't it seem
in
like.
In your face, Booker.
I don't think he can win it. I'm sorry. I just don't. When was the last time an offensive lineman won Rookie of the
Year?
Irrelevant.
This is the part where you would yell at me and say, I have no faith in the Cowboys. And they can't do anything and on and on and on.
Well, Kevin, you said that he couldn't win Protector of the Year the other day. You said
can't.
Somebody else was going to. You said Tyler Smith was the more likely one.
That doesn't feel like a crazy opinion.
Well, Tyler Guyton did say that Tyler Smith is the leader for them in that room.
See?
So that's a big factor there. But, yeah, I think that Ashton Jeanty, if I'm very interested in how this offense is going to look because they've, you know, for the last, you know, feels like 10 years now.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a calamity. But Pete Carroll's a different coach, man. He's good at organizing the team and organizing the building. So I think he's going to, and he loves to run the football. That helps with you, with controlling the clock and maybe, you know, protecting your defense enough too. So I think that, yeah, I think that Ashton Jeanty has the best chance to do it.
All right. Bonus question to go along with this. 1,100 yards and nine total touchdowns. 1,100 yards rushing and nine total touchdowns. Would that be a successful rookie season?
That would be successful, and I think that's a very fair projection. I think he's that good, and he's going to be immediately that good. And the answer to the question itself, until we see Travis Hunter playing 70% of offensive snaps, you know, versus 30% defensive snaps, then, yeah, if he's playing true 50-50, then it's got to be Ashton Jeanty.
Okay, I like that. All right, excellent job. Appreciate you guys very, very much.
Thanks, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll throw it out to Mesquite to talk with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation live at Tolbert Garage Doors next on The Fan.
First pitch, he hits one on the ground to second. Down to a knee, Lau. He's got it, throws to first, and that'll do it. Drama over. Seager grounds out, and the Rays hold on to defeat the Rangers by the final score of 5-4.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time to chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you? And will you tell everybody where you're at today?
Yes, sir. We're doing great, Hagee. And we are live at Tolbert Garage Door here just off 30 in Mesquite. Okay. You might see us on your way home, as a matter of fact. I bet you will, Hagee, and would love to see you.
I bet you will see me.
That's what I heard. Heard a rumor. Bobby Belt is here. But we're doing great. How are you, man?
I'm doing excellent. You know what I really love is Gavin Dawson's involvement, not only in the Twitch, Corey, mm-hmm. but he's been texting us as well. He's been locked into the program.
He definitely has.
I appreciate that. How have your interactions with the Twitch folks been going?
Well, you know, point of correction, it's actually the YouTube
it
chat.
Is YouTube,
oh, I'm
yeah,
sorry, the
apologies.
YouTube chat.
More of a YouTube
tomato, tomato.
Guy than a Twitch guy, which doesn't make sense because Twitch would be, I think, more of a native land for me there, being more video game oriented. But I was hanging in the YouTube chat yesterday. Maybe I'll jump in the Twitch chat today. Maybe I'll be in both. It's been great, but I think they believe that I'm either butt cracking or ball sacking them, Hagee, because
which one yeah. would be most likely for you?
I'm like, hey, it's me. Can I ask you questions? And they're just ignoring me.
No,
it's
not, that's not Gavin.
That's not Gavin. Conversations.
It's my work email. I'm like, how much more official can I make it?
Yeah, but you have all these impersonators out in the Twitterverse
right.
and stuff, so it's yeah. tough.
Yeah, there's a number of impersonators, and they're sending you crypto scam links.
Oh, no.
So be on the lookout
no.
for that. Don't click those links. Don't connect your wallet.
It's
what you call a wallet drain scam.
Uh-oh.
I feel
yeah.
like we've all had some sort of issue like that. For example, Corey, people think you're choppy because you're signing under his login
That's
at
right.
times.
Yeah.
And then when I lost my voice, I tried to jump into the Twitch, and they're like, no, you're not him. And I was like, no, I am. And they're like, prove it. And I told them things that I felt like only I would know. And they're like, nah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Kevin.
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we doing? As Brian Broaddus would say.
Yeah. Yeah, what are we doing?
Yeah, exactly. See, he gets it. Yeah. All right, gentlemen, in addition to being at Tolbert Garage Door, is there like a small business extravaganza? What all's going on out there?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You know, this was all organic, and Colby was a big part of this getting going. But there's, you know, this concept of Shop Tolo. And a number of, you know, Tolo-operated businesses are kind of have a loose network where they're getting together and supporting each other. Like, for example, Harbor Heights Lights, or Harbor Lights is the name of the company out in Aledo. They're here, and, you know, they're here, and you have the Great Outdoor Shop and a lot of different Tolo businesses. Our friend Eric from CBD American Shaman brought, like, a cooler of Delta and CBD drinks. It's nice. Just, like, sitting there. And we'll be sprinkling those folks in, you know, dropping them in and mentioning it. But I think that's really cool that, like, Tolo businesses are getting together to help support and market for each other. Because, you know, maybe I'm doing your garages, but I also know this guy that does lights. And maybe I know this guy that does irrigation. And this guy's a pool company. And boom, you know, they come together and fellowship. And they're, like, they're drinking at our, you know, evening shows out at establishments and whatnot together, just having a great time. So if there's any businesses out there that want to join that, like, Tolo fraternity of small businesses, you know, this is the place to come join right now where they're initiating new people.
100%. And that food truck smells unbelievable. I love the distinction because you have, like, family playhouse, kids can come join, and then, like, you go inside, there's the man cave. All of a sudden, you got the flat
pool
screen.
Table.
You got the pool table.
All the G-Bag flags are set up.
It's a really impressive spot.
This is a great place to hang out and work. I'd be like, man, this is a great hang. You know, flags everywhere, G-Bag flags everywhere.
Since you kind of mentioned, like, the community of hopefully we can get the, you know, Tolo buyers and sellers going on. In your house, what is the most annoying consistent expense? Like, is it your garage door? Is it your plumbing? Like, what do you run into the most problems with?
Ooh, that's a good question.
My kids breaking stuff.
Oh.
Just anything. They break all my crap, dude.
See, we've had issues with plumbing at our house.
Oh,
quite
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah, that's happened before. Yeah,
it's probably drainage. It probably is plumbing.
Got to be careful, Heggy, how much paper you put in that commode.
Yeah.
Not that. Yeah. No, but that's a fair yeah. point.
You guys don't flush, like, baby wipes and stuff down there, do you?
No. No, although, how are you still allowed to say flushable wipes if the people are
Heggy,
like...
Heggy and Mark Mangino are the same guy as marketing.
He just uses a towel?
Yeah, he just uses a towel. Hands it to his wife, says, handle that, please.
Oh, my
Brandon's
God.
Brandon's the towel boy.
You ever save time and just jump
then
in the
Then he goes and does a press conference or, you know, podcast.
He's got no end training.
Yeah, like, here you go, yeah.
Get over here, kid.
Yeah.
Oh, the pool keeps dinging me pretty good, though, Heggy.
Okay.
That is getting very annoying, and that's definitely a money pit for entertainment. That is a monthly financial investment, your kids' entertainment. And, shoot, I mean, that one is tough.
Like, yeah, I just had to buy a bunch of chlorine and shock today. As a matter of fact, that thing is expensive all the time.
Did you say shock?
And some shock, yeah.
I don't know what that means.
You throw that in there, it kills algae. Kills the algae in the pool.
Oh. Gives some that shock to it.
It could also really hurt your skin and stuff, right? Like, you can't, when you shock it, you got to wait.
You got to wait 24 hours. Yeah.
24.
Oh,
24.
Yeah. Otherwise,
that's a myth.
I don't have the patience. What?
Oh, myth. No.
Unless you can deal with burning eyes, you're fine.
It's the same myth as, like, don't eat and jump in the pool. Same myth.
Yeah,
here I am. I'm like, we could write a book on. I can do it. I'm gonna.
We could write a book on pool myths.
If it's a summer day at 10 a.m. and we have to deal with burning eyes and maybe a little bit of a skin rash, you're jumping in that pool. You know?
Okay,
nothing's gonna stop you.
Yeah. But might be, hey, jump in the pool, and then it's a short pool day. Like, you don't have to. You know, you make everybody like, oh, we're gonna do this all day, and you're kind of like, no, we're not. Rangers are on today. We're gonna watch a little Ranger baseball.
What's the other pool myth? It's the if you pee, it's gonna turn blue.
Somebody will always tell you they've got some kind of red dye or something in there, and you just go ahead and pee.
Has anyone ever gotten got by that?
I don't know.
You don't think it's real?
Other than in the movie Grown Ups, the first
one. Oh, that's true.
When
who peed?
Kevin James actually peed in the water park pool and it started chasing him with blue stuff. Man. That was pretty funny.
Yeah. No.
Just get out and go over to the rocks. That's all you got to do is just get out of the pool and go over to the rocks and go.
Pee on the rocks?
Yes.
Yeah. It's my favorite cocktail.
Pee on the rocks.
Oh, my gosh.
Pee on the rocks.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a blast. Remind everybody where you're at today and what's coming up on the program.
To be fair, they're good frozen too, but okay, on the rocks is special.
Yeah.
Pure Gold as always. Haggy, thanks so much for asking. Okay. We are live at Tolbert Garage Door here off of 30. Go to tolbertgaragedoor.com for more information. And, you know, we got you. We got you coming up later on in the show. And Bobby Belt's going to drop in at 2:40. We'll unpack the OTAs.
I love it. I love it. Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation or go see them at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.